We're talking with Nicole Kamichek with TrustPoint Hospital here in Murfreesboro, and one of the big things you do would be the stroke support group.
It is. So we just started our stroke support group. It's brand new. We've been doing it for a couple of months now. Basically, it is an OT-led support group, but as we grow, we're going to start inviting members of the community to come and speak. We're going to let the members lead some of the groups, and we'll also have other professions like physical therapy, speech therapy, dietitians, and all of that good stuff come and speak to our members.
So if occupational therapy kind of kicks this off, what are the things they focus on?
As an occupational therapist, we can actually work in 8 different areas. And that would be self-care, that would be taking care of other people, your home and the community, sleep and rest, work, education, play, leisure, social participation. So basically, after somebody has a stroke, their whole entire life is affected, and we aim to help them live their life to the fullest after that. So the support group is very holistic. It focuses on all areas of life. But again, even though an OT started it, we will have other professions come in and speak to our members.
So after you have a stroke, what are some of the things that I guess patients may notice that they need to work on?
While they're here with us, they really focus on the self-care, because after they have a stroke, one side of their body may change and work differently. So they come here with us and they relearn how to shower and how to feed themselves, how to dress themselves, and how to cook a meal. So that's everything they'll work on with the therapist here. But then when they get discharged to go home, they find a whole like new set of things that they're struggling with and they didn't learn, oh my gosh, how do I do that? So the support group is great because you can come in and you can talk to other people who've had strokes and see like, hey, I used to golf and now I can't anymore. How do you do that? So the golf would fall under leisure. Or, you know, this is really affecting my mental health. And then we can all talk about how it's affecting mental health. I'm struggling with depression, kind of how to cope and get over that. It can affect all areas of your life. Social participation, because maybe you start to isolate and you feel different than you felt before. You might not want to hang out with your friends. So really, we can address it holistically in all areas of life.
So really, the group therapy approach for the stroke support group, it's something that I guess allows those who went through a stroke to understand, hey, I'm not that different, and this is pretty normal to go through.
Yes. So I think the most beneficial part of the group is the members, and they can really, I mean, they have empathy for each other because they're going through the same exact thing. And I've never had a stroke. I haven't been through it. So sometimes it's just me sitting back and all the members start leading the group, and I'm fine with that. I let them take that because they have a connection. They help each other through. We've even had a patient who was still here in the hospital with us came to one of the groups. And then there was a member from the community who had a stroke about 2 years ago that came. And quickly they like formed a bond, because for her, she saw, oh my gosh, this could be me in 2 years. He was back to running. He was back to cooking. He was gardening, all the things that he loved to do. And she said to him, she said, you inspired me so much. Like, I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to stay positive. And so I think it's a really good thing.
Nicole Kamichek is with us today with TrustPoint Hospital here in Murfreesboro. And again, you're talking about the stroke support group, and anybody can participate in this who's had a stroke in the past, or family members, right?
Right. So anybody's welcome from the community, anyone who's had a stroke, any family members, and even if you've had maybe like a brain injury and you want to come, you can, because they're very similar. So anyone in the community that feels like they can connect with this population, we welcome you to come share your story and your experience.
So what have some of the past group meetings been about?
We've done getting back to leisure. We talked about golfing after a stroke, art after a stroke, gardening, and cooking. That was one of our groups. And then our last group, we talked about community resources, places in Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee that could be of support. There's places that offer water aerobics for people who have strokes, and yoga, and just other people who've written books in the community who've also had strokes.
When do you meet for the stroke support group?
The meetings are held in the cafe, and they're the second Tuesday of every month from 3:30 to 4:30.
Again, Nicole Kamichek with us today with TrustPoint here in Murfreesboro. And for more information, you can simply call 615-848-5756. Nicole, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was great. Everybody come to Stroke Support Group.